another episode of the Monday Mile podcast. Ha! Today, we are in Manchester.
And the motivator is in the house.
To link up with a man who's not shy of wearing a unitard.
Or bright colours.
If you were born in the 90s or before, you may have grown up watching him and his Larry and bright outfit as he graced our screens. I am talking about none other
than the one,
the
legend,
Mr.
Motivator in the house.
Now, I have to say, I think that is probably the most rowdy introduction we've ever had.
But you see, when you're good looking, you got to shout from the hilltops and tell the world you look good, you feel good, you are good. What did you say to yourself this morning when you looked in the mirror?
I said...
It's not you again.
I definitely didn't say that. You know what? I actually woke up this morning and I thought, I'm 32 years old, right? And I feel fitter than I've ever felt.
So do I.
Because and how old are you?
I am 70, looking good, feeling good. And boy, you know what? I've coined a new phrase. We don't get older, at least I don't. I'm the on young.
On young?
U-N young. That means I'm not young anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just on young.
But your soul is youthful. How have you managed to preserve your energy, because it's infectious?
You know what? Maya Angelou, the great poet, said, people may forget what you did. They may forget what you said, but they'll never forget how you make them feel. And I've always adopted that because I believe that if I can make people feel good every time they see me, if they want to smile, they want to say hello and don't want to beat my face in, then I'm onto something. Whereas I think a lot of people, especially celebrities, they get famous and they forget where they come from. Yeah. So they don't smile at people and make time for them. And I do, because you get so much back.
You do. It's all about that energy exchange.
Yeah, the positive energy.
Oh, yeah. And you've got it in abundance.
Oh, man.
Now, take me back to the start of your career. Because you didn't start in fitness. You started your career in gas engineering.
Listen, the thing is, right, every single one of us, we're not sure where we are going to go in our lives. Very few people leave school and go, I'm going to become this, and they become it. What we do is we make decisions based on necessity. And my necessity was, I was a single parent at age 22.
Yeah.
So therefore, I had to think, how am I going to put food on the table? How am I going to look after my daughter? Right, and so any jobs I had in those days was necessity. It was the only way in which I could ensure that she ate. And there were times when it was tough, I tell you, Amy. There were times when, in fact, we were in the homeless family unit where we were sharing a kitchen with three or four families, bedroom, right? We didn't have much furniture. But I kept believing that if I kept working hard, eventually good things would come about. And that first job I ever had was with the East Midlands Gas Board, 500 people working in an office all on one level, and underneath was a computer room. That's how big it used to be in those days. Nowadays, you can get that computer room capacity on a small little...
That is wild. Where does that belief come from, right? Because a lot of people will see the career that you've emulated and your success. And as someone that is so successful, initially, it's quite hard to connect to.
Yeah.
So in those moments when you were starting out and you had your vision, where did the belief come from? Because not everybody has that.
No. Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, as I say, necessity was the first driving force. The second thing is recognizing and seizing opportunities. And there's no saying opportunity knocks at your door whilst disappointment leans on your doorbell, which means you've got to be listening out for the knock. And for me, it was walking into a leisure center where I used to go and do karate two or three times a week and hearing a noise coming from the corridor.
Yeah.
I walked down the corridor and I looked through this little glass area on the door and there were all these ladies doing hot mobility, they call it.
I remember that in the 90s. My mum did a bit of that.
Right.
What was it like, box or something?
Well, no, because in the 80s, right, it was pop mobility. No one else. There was no qualifications.
I think I missed that. I missed that.
Yeah.
I was born in the 90s. just keeping you.
Yeah, okay, all right. Okay, you're just reminding yourself, right, that you're still young. No, and so I was transfixed. It's one of those light bulb moments. You think to yourself, I like what I'm seeing. Yeah. I could do that. How was I going to do it? I didn't know. And so after a month of going in there and watching all these ladies, they must have thought he was a dirty, lecherous brute, right? Because I was sitting at the back of the room.
Were you the only guy?
only guy there, all women dressed in, they had ankle warmers, right, leg warmers, right, tight. And I was at the back, transfixed, totally.
Yeah,
and I kept going back. And so what I decided to do was to set up my own classes. And I saw two ladies at the front and I said to both of them, would you mind running some classes for me? Set up my first exercise class in Neasden. The classes got popular and popular. And after a month of them teaching the classes, I thought I could do this. So I kicked them out. And I started doing my own classes called Derek's Classes. Doesn't have the same ring as Mr. Motivator, does it?
I was going to say, many people call you Derek?
Anyone calls me Derek in a crowd, they're either well rehearsed, in other words, they've been doing a lot of research and know my name. Otherwise, it's always Motivator. Oi, you, are you that bloke off the telly?
I like Mo. I think I'm going to call you Mo.
Yeah, but so, I've got the strap line for Mo. Okay. I want to be Prime Minister. It's going to be vote for Mo.
Do you reckon you could be Prime Minister at 70?
Hey, listen, why not? Yeah. Come on, look at me.
I mean,
look at me. Come on. I mean, no way. Am I anything? Good morning, good afternoon, good day.
Good morning.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, why not? In fact, if I was Prime Minister, the first thing I would do, every single MP, every morning, would have to get up and set an example to the country by moving their body.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
It's true. It fuels you.
Of course it does.
Sets me
up.
You're thriving.
I know.
What did you do this morning?
30-minute workout with loads of, well, thousands of people on TikTok and on Instagram. And it was just great. And you know what?
We've got a 70-year-old transfixing and transcending.
Oh, moving his body.
The audience of TikTok.
You're looking at me with love in your eye. I can tell. How are you? Give me five here.
If you know, you know. I love that. Right, take me back to the exercise classes because, first of all, I want to know how that expanded into today. And the outfits.
Okay.
Were you wearing, did you have one of those?
No. When I started.
Because my mum had one of those, like the thong ones.
A thong for a male? Don't forget, we're called unitards. It's not,
okay.
It's not, leotard. Right. But that didn't come along until much later on, because what happened was I started doing the classes. They got really popular. I had to move into a school hall, which was bigger. Yeah. We used to get 120 people on a Tuesday evening crowded into this class. People travel for 15, 20 miles. The popularity of these classes spread. Yeah. And I had a call out of the blue from Gloria Honeyford's people on Sunday, saying, listen, would you like to come on television and do some exercise for us? Which I did. I went on, did some exercise. At the end of it, she said, I'd love you to come and train me. So I said, yes, not realizing she lived in Kent. I was in Northwest London. It's an hour and a half journey every day.
Oh, wow.
But I did it.
3 hours on the commute.
Yeah, I did it. And the reason, I don't know why I did it, but obviously there was something fueling me and the opportunity just rose and rose. And from there, it just became something that was the norm for me to train her. And then she spread the word to other people. And before, again, here I am, I was being invited to a Chris Tarrant show.
Wow.
Being filmed in Manchester.
The big time.
Yeah. And on the airplane going north, who was on that airplane? Eamon Holmes, the Green Goddess. There was also Mad Lizzie, all people I grew up with. Eamon said to me, are you the bloke that trained Gloria Honeyford? Of course I am. Would you like to come and do me? And that's how it began.
No.
That's the way it started happening. Isn't that amazing?
That is.
And then, so life is a series of dominoes. Every decision we make, and that's why we should never be afraid to make a decision. Because the moment you make a decision, it opens up doors the other way. Lots of people, before they make a decision, they're going, well, what happens if it doesn't work out? You've got to believe in yourself that it will work out, and you make a decision. Once you've done it, believe that, if you're in deep water, that you're going to come to the top.
I've got one for you.
Yeah, go on then.
You talk about belief.
Yeah.
Has there ever been a period where you've really questioned your belief and been in doubt about something that has worked for you?
You know what? I've never been that, because I honestly believe that if I work hard, if I'm caring and kind, then amazing things will happen in my life. Mm. But also, you can't do it alone. They say if you want to go fast, you go alone. But if you want to go far, you go together. So I've always kind of kept around me people who actually are more like generators.
Yeah.
And they actually make me feel good. Too many of us in our lives have baggages. And those baggages are people who are vacuum cleaners. They suck the very oxygen out the room,
They suck the guts out of you.
Oh, yeah, totally. And so surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up and make you feel good.
It's interesting that, because I think sort of off the back of lockdown myself, I learned a lot about the importance of the people that surround you. And you are truly a product of your environment.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And you'll attract, you know, if you're negative, you're going to attract negative people. I say, listen, we've all got people who are maybe close to the edge, who have lots of situations they're dealing with. So they come to you because they see your positivity, your energy. They want some of that. But don't let them in your house.
No.
Because the moment you let them in, they will leave feeling good. And all of a sudden, you're looking at your relationship, what you have, and you're going,
it's
are we okay?
It's like this. It's like sat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's
totally.
Red. We're going
totally.
In.
Oh, yeah.
Get rid of the
negative
eggs.
So meet them down the road. Meet them at the pub. And that way, you can both leave through that front door and go home to a better place.
On your own time.
On
right?
your own time. Yeah, absolutely right.
What do you think about that, controlling your own time? Because you are a man in demand. We've been looking to get this podcast done for a while, and you're here, there, and everywhere. And I think there's elements of that lifestyle which is extremely fulfilling, but it can be tiring. How does the Mr. Motivator carve out time for himself?
My work is my play, right?
Love that. Love yeah. what you do.
Yeah. Love what you do. I mean, it never is hard work. You know, right now in my life, I'm spending a lot of time. I've just signed a deal with Saga, which means doing 6 cruises a year for them.
Nice.
And it's empowering the older person and making them understand that as you get older, there's no reason for you to go over the hill and die. You can pick up speed, right? And we get great results, right? Where you get start with 80% of the people sitting down. By the end of a 2-week cruise, you've got 80% standing up. That's achievement. And all you're doing is empowering them with your words and giving them bits of information that'll lift them up. But on top of that, what else do I have? All the stuff I'm doing with children. I believe that every child at school should not be forced to do PE. Now, you may think that's a bit controversial, isn't it?
That is controversial.
Yes, but
I'm intrigued.
But hang on. At school, how many kids from your school went on to become a super athlete? Very few. You had
two.
To think about it.
Two.
Two. Out
Myself
of how many?
And Rory McIlroy.
There you go. There you go.
Game.
Two. Yeah. Out of it. Yet still, we take them, all children, through the same tunnel and say, listen, you must run across the field in the dead of winter with shorts which are up to here. You're freezing cold. They're children of different shapes and sizes who don't want it because we're not all built the same.
Yeah.
Some kids are academic. They don't want it. So if you want exercise to be part of their life, you've got to do it in a way in which they don't even think about it as being exercise. They go, I'm having some fun. I'm having laughter. So I've got this project called Gimme Five.
Oh, yeah.
And the idea is, right, that a school teacher in the middle of the lesson sees the kids falling asleep. So he says, oh, you lot, give me five. Puts on my video, 5 minutes of exercise.
Nice.
The kids are moving. And what are they doing? If it's done fun, they're doing it. They're having a real laugh. So what have you done? You've put PE into a framework that everyone can adopt. How are you, mummy?
I'm good.
You're good. Good to see you. Sorry about this.
I'm loving it. I think I'm going to say hello to every single person.
But you must.
I do a lot of that.
You've got to do it.
But
we all can do it.
You take it to another level.
Oh, yeah. Too right. But we've got to do it because the thing about it is that problem made her day.
Yeah.
Because everyone is in the world of the phone and they're in that world, right, which is lonely. And the entertainment they're relying on is all there. Yes, still the spoken word. We know what it was like in lockdown.
Oh,
come on,
brutal.
We miss the human touch.
Ah, this is why this started. Because we wanted to get out walking and talking with people. Because
makes sense.
People are everything.
Absolutely right. Makes sense. And you know, more we should do it. Because I mean, come on, look at the beauty all around you. I mean, just look at it. And it is lovely.
It is.
Sun's shining. The only thing that's boring here is the cameraman.
Ooh.
Could you find another one with less hair? I hate when they got so much hair. I mean, all I have to say to you people with hair, don't forget when God made heads in men. You put hair on the ugly ones.
Right, I'm done.
The end.
He's got a jump.
Now talk to me
about
the way you've adapted with society, because
your
career has spanned a few decades. I remember you in the 90s. Not only has technology changed, but the way in which we approach fitness has changed massively.
Yeah, it has. Here's the shame. We develop all these brand new exercise names, exercise theories.
It's all a bit of a con sometimes,
and it
right?
is a con.
Wrapping it in cotton wool and trying to sell it.
It is a con. Yeah. Because what it's done, it has not improved or increased the amount of people taking up exercise. But to the regular exerciser, instead of you saying this is a circuit training, you say this is a P90X or this is a HIIT. But it's only the same people doing it.
Yeah.
So we have got to bridge the gap between you sitting in your sofa saying, I know I should. I ought to get up. I ought to join a gym. And that gym, and that's why my online classes are really important, I feel, because if I can get you just moving your shoulders, just getting you marching on the spot whilst you're sitting down, tapping to the music and just playing the drums or shooting the basket or whatever, right?
Right, we're doing all of
this. All that is movement.
Yeah.
And the body loves movement. You've got 650 muscles. Every time we take a step, 250 muscles are working. So if I can encourage you to get out of that chair and take a step, my goodness, you're on your way. Imagine half of the muscles you have is moving. Isn't that great?
So yeah. For those people
yes.
that wake up,
yeah.
that are demotivated,
yeah.
not inspired to move,
mm-hmm.
what would be your biggest piece of advice?
Okay, here we go. Every single day we get up,
yeah.
we must count our blessings. That's the first thing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, you got to count your blessings.
Be
all
grateful
right?
Grateful for life.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you're going through a bad time,
yep.
don't forget it's only a bad moment. It's not a bad life.
Yeah.
All right? When you get up, look in that mirror and be proud of who you see. Be proud of who you see. Look at the muscles on him. You say to that person looking back at you, aren't I blessed? Aren't I feeling great? You've got to set yourself up for a great day ahead. So you tell yourself, today is going to be a great day no matter what. And mean it. Because remember, when you walk into work like this,
yeah.
no one will come and say how you are because they know how you are. They can see that you're not in a good mood. The moment you walk in like this, everybody wants some of that. They come over, what are you on?
What did you
have last night?
What do you think about posture and the way in which we conduct ourselves?
Absolutely right. That's what I'm showing you. The moment you do this, if everyone right now was to imagine that there's an orange between their shoulder blades
yeah.
and gently squeeze out the juice of that orange, automatically your posture is improved. You feel proud. You look around and you go, is that me? Wow, look at me.
You know what we say?
What do you say?
So our little motto is
yeah.
tits up. Let's slay.
Tits up, let's slay. I love it.
What do you reckon?
Yeah, that's a great one. Great colours.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
You on board with that? We've spoken to ourselves. We've looked in the mirror. We've got our tits up.
Hi.
What's next?
Listen, there's a load of stuff that's next. Number one, I've set up this online club to try and get all those people who are sitting in the sofa right now to move their body. That's important. I do all these free classes because, again, I want to empower them. It's not about money. I believe that, you know, kindness is one thing you can't give away.
Yeah.
Because the more you try, the more it comes back to you. So I do all these free classes, right? Because I know it makes me feel good. And I get the response from the public who they come over, they cuddle me. I've had so much beard rash recently.
What's
it's very
that?
Good. Beard rash.
Is that because you've had so many people?
So many men cuddling me.
Oh,
yes, there you go.
Love that, love that.
Yeah. And that's what it's all about, right? And yeah. I'm having the time of my life. And I believe that I can continue to set an example because I believe as we get older, we must look after ourselves. We should remain independent. We should ensure, right, that in fact, we are still able to wash all the bits ourselves that need washing. And that only comes by moving your body. Sitting around doing nothing means that you're going to be dependent on the NHS forever. And they're stretched to the limit, doing an amazing job. You can reduce the amount of work the NHS have to do if you take control of you.
Do you move every day?
You're joking, every day. I have a desk, number yeah. one, that I can bring up and down. So and my alarm clock goes off every hour to remind me to stand up. Because sometimes you can be so engrossed on the computer, yeah. you forget to get up. But it alarms, and when I get up, I either march on the spot, do some press-ups, grab my, I got one dumbbell in my office, a heavy dumbbell, I do one dumbbell. I do something every day, and that's why I'm still standing up here, upright, whereas you look at every other 70-year-old you meet. I don't want to be like that.
They're not dressed like that.
No, that's
and
true.
And they haven't got that
Well,
energy.
They can't carry it off.
What are your thoughts
yeah.
on coffee? Because everything you've sort of explained
yeah.
would make me think that you don't drink it because you drive little
yeah.
little pumps of exercise.
Yeah, I don't really need it. I mean, I have to say occasionally.
See, I do.
Yeah.
Right. I love a coffee.
Yeah, but loving it doesn't necessarily mean you need it.
That's true.
You only love it, you know? All I'm saying to you is, right, I find it's better for me to do everything as a treat. So, for example, I have once a month M&Ms and I have crisps with it once a month. And I look forward to
that's
it. Every,
quite cute. I look M&Ms and crisps.
Yeah, they put them together. Oh, my Lord.
What crisps are you eating?
It's got to be plain crisps.
Hey, just like ready salted?
Yeah, ready salted. Plain crisps.
That's really quite basic.
Yeah, no, that's number one. Number two, I like a mocha.
Okay,
right, which is chocolate and a little bit of coffee.
Yeah, that's but an executive coffee.
But I won't only have that probably once a week, twice okay. if I'm lucky.
Oh, wow.
So everything I do is I treat make it a treat. But I'm not saying to people you need to follow a particular diet, because I don't believe that's where it's at.
Yes.
I think what you should do is enjoy your life, have a little bit of what you fancy, but don't overdo it. Simple as that. Because how many coffees do you have?
Well, I've had one so far, one proper one, and then I've had one decaf.
Well, there you go.
And then the treat will be later in the day. I'll have another one. Yeah. We've got a lot on today.
I can't do it.
Can you not?
I can't do it. I just feel, listen, you got a car, yeah?
Yeah.
Electric? Diesel?
Takes petrol.
Okay, good. So when you go into that service station, you don't put diesel in that car, do you?
Don't put diesel in there. No.
And why don't you put diesel in it?
Because my girl wouldn't like the diesel. She's not going to run well on diesel.
She's not going to run well. Hear the words. She's not going to run well.
Yeah.
So we should all be careful about what we put in our bodies.
If you were to offer advice to somebody that's maybe struggling with their diet and nutrition, because let's be honest, that is a big part of everything we're speaking about.
Yes.
What would be your one bit of advice to help them maybe make that decision to not stop at the drive-thru?
Don't focus on what you're eating. Not initially. The first thing is to get your body moving.
Right.
And once you start doing that, then you start saying to yourself, what should I put in my body as fuel? Should it be diesel or should it be petrol?
We're going petrol. What's for lunch?
Sounds like it's petrol for lunch. So in other words, what I'm saying, then you start being careful about what you put in. But don't let me dictate what you should put in your body. Yeah. That choice must be yours.
Of course.
I think all too often, right, we got all these signs and government decisions and taking off things off labels and putting things on labels. You need to take responsibility for what happens. We know when we've overdone it, when we've had too much to drink. We know how we're going to feel the next day. When you overeat at that dinner table, you know how you feel. You know your body closes down and you want to sleep. You know exactly how you feel.
It's so crazy, actually, the effects. You really do feel them quite significantly, I think, when you've eaten badly. You get the sweats.
Yeah.
You're tired. You're exhausted.
You slow down.
Yeah, your body's like, no.
Yeah. Why is it after we've eaten, we always want to go to sleep?
Yeah.
And that's because the blood that was going up here to the brain gets diverted to your stomach to get your digestive system to break the food down so you feel sleepy.
Do you follow a particular diet
yourself? Sensible eating.
I good mind petrol.
You, I give up, yeah, absolutely right. I gave up meat 25 years ago.
Oh, no,
so
well,
I'm strictly, I'm a pescatarian.
Oh, pesky, nice. Yeah. I used to kind of do a bit of that when I was snowboarding.
Yes. But don't you find that the fuel that you eat matters when you were competing?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
but do you follow that same regime now?
I'll tell you what, I didn't for a period, but I am now.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
We're back in fighting action.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And I'll tell you what, it's not that just the physical, it's the mental stimulation that it gives you.
Yes, absolutely right. And I think that we slow down mentally, physically, emotionally, if we don't eat the right things. And so for me, sensible eating is important. Regular exercise is important. There isn't a day that goes by where I don't exercise.
Yeah,
every day.
I'm on that vibe as well.
You've got to do it.
I think the thing is, right, people look at exercise and sometimes make it unachievable and unaccessible, right?
Yeah.
So it's just those tiny little nuggets of charging. It's like charging your body.
Absolutely right. But the thing is, you see, do you need a gym? No, you don't need a gym. Do you need fancy equipment? No, you don't.
You could just do something here, right?
Anything.
Look at this. This is the gym.
This is the gym.
Think, you could climb this.
You could.
20 times.
And your heart rate will be over the moon. Or you can just sit against this, right? Make sure that your knees are there and squat back here. And you can, listen. And you can lean back or you can just stay here like this. Now, the thighs are contracting.
Burning.
They're burning.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's really good. Oh. Now, if you squeeze your inner thigh together just a little bit, you can really feel it transferring to the glutes.
You're burning me, motivator.
Right. And then if you bring the legs much closer together and lean right back and hold it there, again, you feel how it's working the quads differently. If you take one leg up, why are you stopping?
Because I've run 5 miles and a half marathon. Now, one thing I think that's incredible about the period of time we are living in now.
Yes.
One of the first things you said to me was, you did a class on TikTok this morning.
Yeah.
Now, when you started out, you said you had around 100, 120 people in the room. You're affecting them positively, but now
you can reach a lot more.
Being sort of negative people on their phones, but that's got to be a positive for you.
It's a positive, but here's the problem. We're so used to scrolling past things, and even if we delay, you cannot be sure that those people who delay for a moment will then all of a sudden go, you know what? Maybe I should start doing that regular.
Yeah.
And so I have to keep doing it over and over again, like the woodpecker, pecking away at that, the bark of that tree to eventually make a hole. That's what we've got to do with health, well-being, and all that stuff, is to keep pecking away, because eventually you'll break through and people will go, you know what? Motivator has a point. Maybe I should get up more regularly and do something about it. Amy has a point. Maybe I should actually start taking up some of those activities that she does. I think we've all got to find what works best for us.
Yeah.
Right? And then embrace it. Right? So you don't have to do what I do. Listen, I'm into all kinds of stuff. I do stride jumps, spotty dogs, explosive stuff, all that. But then there's sessions I do which is just kind of more dancing.
What sort of dancing do you do, mate?
Well, I've got this TikTok dance I want to teach you.
Okay, we'll do that, shall we?
Yeah,
we'll do that afterwards.
Yeah, we can do it afterwards.
Who motivates the motivator?
You know what? It's all the things I do to bring joy. Yeah. That's what motivates me and keeps me going. Because if I was not getting the same kind of public response, then I wouldn't keep doing it. I'd do it for myself. But because I'm getting all this response back from people, that kind of fuels me and makes me want to do more and more. And makes me want to speak to people. When I see them walking badly, let me try and give them a bit of information on how you should walk, right? Nice. What your posture is important. When I see people sitting badly and lounging for too long, makes me go over to them and say, listen, if you were to put a cushion in your back and sit way back in the chair, you'd be supporting your body better. Because what happens if your body is left in a bad position for a long period of time? It assumes that bad posture. And eventually what happens then, you start getting aches and pains when you shouldn't be getting them.
Boom.
Yeah.
Well said.
Oh, it's so
beautiful. We are on the Monday Mile podcast. So, of course, we do have to ask you.
Yes.
What is your relationship like with Monday, the start of the week?
I love Mondays. And you know what? More people die on a Monday morning.
No.
More people commit suicide on a Monday morning than any other day of the week. Because they've just had a weekend of relaxing and having fun. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, the stress of work, the job they're doing. No, it's not.
Should we change that stigma, that stereotype around?
We're doing it already. Look at us. I mean, just look at us. Monday morning, and we're telling you, wow.
We're vibing.
Really?
I've got my Lime trainers on for you.
How you doing, my brother? I'm good, though.
We're smiling at everyone. The vibes are high.
Yeah. Hey, always. You know how it is. Thank you.
And lastly, Mr. Motivator,
yeah.
Do you have any life mottos or quotes that you can share with our listeners to help inspire them get up, get out of bed, and change that mindset?
Okay, all right. Now, here we go.
This is going to be
loads.
Good.
There's loads.
I feel it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
You have only got one life.
Yeah.
And if you look after it, it's going to last your lifetime. Good, better, best. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. He who has health has hope, and he who has hope has everything. And there's loads more. I mean, we could keep going forever.
No.
Too much to think about.
I think those three are pretty heavy hitting.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Mr. Motivator, it has been an absolute privilege to walk and talk with you today on the Monday Mile Walk and Talk podcast. Amy, you brought the colours, you've brought the sunshine. What's next?
What's next?
A bit of dancing, I reckon.
I reckon we should definitely do it, and I think you'll be fine at it. Mind you, rhythm in you guys are pretty... What? Is rhythm no good?
I'm more like big, gross movements. Bang,
really?
Bang.
Yeah, but I mean, we could just suckle it a bit. When you go to disco, you want to underpull, don't you actually put on the style?
You know what I do? I do a bit of breakdancing.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I can show you a bit of breakdancing.
No.
I'm not a medic.
I'm not a medic, so don't go there.
Monday Mile listeners, it is a wrap. You know what to do. Make sure you are subscribed, and we will be dropping the audio every single Monday at 1 a.m. in the morning for the early risers. So when you are on that commute, you can tune in for your daily fix. Monday Mile listeners, it is a wrap.
Oh, we're out of here. Be well. See ya.